there are a few other things I wanted to ask you, would they had changed. Like, one of them is, like, right now, quite a few of my friends are playing around quite a bit, right? One of them, you know, opera, right? So, and then there's another woman who's involved. I think her lover must have been playing around quite a bit, and Jesus, she's trying like to revenge. Figure out, right, what to do. And so I wanted to know if that happened in all periods of time in the gay community and how people handled that and whether you think there's any difference now than 30 years ago?
No, because you know that no one in this whole wide world has ever been innocent of not flirting once. You know, ever. I know it. I never kidded myself, you know. And I think that this is part of the whole scene. Because, I mean, it's the same as straight people. It's no different. I mean, they aren't that different, you know. Where men cruise, you know, women cruise. So are gay people.
Well, when you look back, have you seen periods when, let's see, if we go all the way back to June's set, did that happen a lot in that set, that sometimes people would be in a relationship and then suddenly one person would be start sleeping with another? Did it usually end the relationship, or sometimes it would continue?
Not always. Depending on how strong that relationship was. I think sometimes if it was just for kicks or something, you know. I think a lot of the girls didn't even know it had happened. You know?
And sometimes if they found out and they knew it was just a one-time stand or twice, they just
ignored it. And I think that, as I said, I think it depended on how strong bipolar. I've seen relationships fall apart, sure. They didn't all stay together, you know.
Right.
But I think it was doomed anyway. You know, it wasn't that it was so happy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them stayed together because they were used to one another, you know.
And you usually take it when that happens that somebody isn't that the relationship isn't fully satisfied.
Right.
That's how I would always look at
it. I mean, why would you want to play around, you know?
Did you know many women, do you think it's pretty much the same in the time we were June with Rosemary and then Dawn, that there hasn't been much change?
No, and it hasn't increased or decreased.
It hasn't,
huh? I think it's just about, you know.
Did you ever discuss that with any of your lovers and tell them in advance that you didn't want them playing around, or did they tell you they didn't want you playing around?
Well, I think you always say this, you know, oh, I love you forever, you know, and I'll never fool around, I'll never do this. But you do. You know, you pledge a lot of things, you know. They, some of them come true, some of them don't, you know. I mean, nothing is forever, let's face it.
Is it your experience that this leads a lot to the fights in the bars?
I think most of the people who are in the bars are drinking, and they don't even have any idea what the hell's happening, you know. Like, they have a few drinks, and they talk to some girl, and then her friend gets mad, and this kind of thing. But I don't think it's any different than it ever was, you know. It's always happened. I mean, there's always some jealousy. Let's face it.
Have there been women in the community who've gone with two women at the same time? And that it was public knowledge?
And to both of the other people.
And has that ever worked out, or is it you? Never. You can't think of any instances
where
it's worked out? Have that happened with any of your friends?
Yeah.
It has.
And it was funny because it happened to one that I know, you know, really well. And it was, she broke up with both of them and with someone else.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it was really, you know, just a little fling-like, you know.
And do you think it's pretty much your ideas and your friend's ideas that it was better not to fool around like this?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just something that you do, you know, you want. I don't think you do, like you say, oh, I'm never going to do this, because how can you say never, you know? I mean, you might
You're
see somebody tomorrow.
You're a smarter woman than me.
You might see somebody tomorrow, you know, that would appeal to you. You know, isn't that true?
Right, and then you'd say, you
and
might...
just the day, the right time, the right day, whatever, you know, like all the stars and things are in your favor, whatever, you know. But did you ever, like, say, I don't care for so-and-so? All of a sudden, one day, she really is a nice person. She really looks good to you. She looks like they're entirely different in your eyes. And I think this happens. I think this is what happens with romances. You know, so probably couldn't have cared less about them before.
Right, right.
Well, they take on, you know, different look or whatever it is.
Let me just make sure that this tape is recording. I always stop and check. lucky. Like, and did you ever try that yourself? Have a few, a one-day affair on the side while you were in a relationship? I'll have to consider.
Well, like I said, it just happens, and you don't, you're not even aware, you know. Mm-hmm. This is something that you even say, a plan I'm doing, you know. You don't say, well, tonight when I go out, you know, I'm going to do such and such. It happens, and it happened to me.
And in the cases when it happened with you, you kept it quiet in your relationship and just passed on, and nothing ever happened. Did you ever tell your lovers?
Yeah.
And they said that it was all right as long as it wasn't enough?
Well, they thought it was weird that I, you know, it happened, because they just never thought it would happen.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think that, as I said, it's something you planned. It's something that happens. That's why you can't, like, say to someone, oh, gee, you know, I know that you'll never cheat on me, or you'll never do this, or never do that. It's an impossibility, you know, to make a statement like this.
Do you think that most of the people you know have that kind of sensible attitude?
Or, I don't know.
You don't know.
I've never really heard anybody really admit that they've ever done anything.
Uh-huh.
Unless I happen to know about it.
Right, and then they tell you because they know there's no...
Yeah, well, you know.
That's interesting. Okay, let's see. Well, I know there was another topic I wanted to ask you about was the way lesbians celebrate different occasions, like Christmas, anniversaries, birthdays, and how you did that and if you saw any changes in that. So maybe we should go back with June. Do you remember how, you know, June and you would celebrate Christmas?
We always go out to dinner on our anniversary.
On the anniversary, you always went. And who'd you go out to dinner with, your friends?
Well,
or?
No, not always.
No, I see.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the majority of our anniversaries, we went to, like, to dinner or to, you know, we'd have a couple of drinks and, you know.
And sometimes by yourselves and sometimes with friends.
Well, a couple of times, like, some friends of ours had an anniversary party for us, which was very much a surprise.
Uh-huh.
You know, didn't expect it. And it was nice. I enjoyed that, too.
And you'd go out to a nice restaurant.
Oh, yes.
And what about birthdays?
Well, birthdays really, they weren't really much different because usually went out with friends, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never really celebrated a birthday by myself.
And
or
then,
a whole day, you know, for the whole evening.
Uh-huh. And what about Christmas? With the
Christmas, most of the families, you know, were involved. So you'd spend either Christmas Day or Christmas Eve with your lover. And she had, you know, she had to go home. Her family, and I went home and saw my family. So it was either day that I spent with my family.
And then, if you were Christmas Eve with, let's say, June, you would have dinner together and open presents. What about, did many people in June set get married, and what did you ever think about marriage, gay marriage?
Well, there was the only person that I knew who got married was the girl that June had gone with before me.
Uh-huh.
And she had lived with us for a while before she was married. And she's still married. Very successful marriage. Had a child, you know.
Well, but I meant gay marriages.
Oh, that.
Yes.
No, I only knew one couple who had a gay marriage. Two girls. Just one.
Huh.
And they had their garden. They owned a home out in the country. And they had a mock wedding, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Somebody who was a minister or somebody that they knew, gay minister, marry them. I thought that was cute. I didn't think that was, odd.
How long ago was that, Jim?
Oh, God, about 20 years ago. 25 years ago. About 20 years ago. And they're still together.
Oh. And that's the, do you ever see them?
Yeah.
And that's the only gay marriage
you know?
That's
the only one I've ever known.
Isn't that interesting?
But I've known fellows who've done it.
Not girls.
But not girls, no.
That's funny.
I think the fellows like to get dressed up more.
And you think it's because girls don't like to be dressed up more? I know of one more recently. I know more than one. It's interesting. So it seems like the younger people are getting married more than the older people.
Because I remember at the time, everybody kept saying, are they crazy? How nutsy, why? Why? But I didn't think it was that odd. I thought it was cute.
And then what about when you and Rosemary together? Did you celebrate anniversaries the same way as with June?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing special, nothing different.
No.
And the same with Dawn?
Mm-hmm.
Same for birthdays and Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just think.
Everyone's sentimental about their birthday, you know they.
What?
Regardless of how, you know, they hate that they keep saying, oh, another year old. They are sentimental about their birthday. Uh-huh. And they do like to have celebrations,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They like to go out. They like to, it's a special thing, you know.
Right. Well, let's see, what other occasions are there that lesbians would be together? That's really about it. Oh, this is
personal. Or not Easter? No. Easter isn't a big thing.
Well, another one would be funerals. Have there been many deaths in the community that you know? And how has it been for lesbians? Have there ever been lesbian services for
them? Yes. I personally only went to two,
mm-hmm,
that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And one just about maybe 8 years ago, seven or eight years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was mostly all gay girls,
uh-huh,
and a few boys that she had known, you know.
Uh-huh.
And she had left a note which they read, which I thought was absolutely beautiful, to read to her friends, you know, about no tears and no grieving. It was really beautiful. The other one that I went to was not as, it was just more family,
uh-huh,
and just a few close friends, you know.
Uh-huh.
But this one was very different, this last one that I went to. And they're the only two I've ever gone to. The only two people I've ever known who died. Oh, I've known of another person who died, but then they stripped her body to her hometown, you know.
To be buried.
So she wasn't buried here.
Was it gay people who organized this service where the letter was read?
No.
It wasn't?
No. It was her lawyer.
Her lawyer organized,
yeah,
it. Did she have any family?
No, she had no family left. But the girl that she had lived with had a brother and sister or whatever, you know. They did most of they picked out the casket, they picked out everything, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And was there a minister there?
Mm-hmm.
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 And did he say anything about gays? Or
no.
No.
No. Just, you know, regular mass. And
mm-hmm,
service.
Was it a Catholic service? Or
no. It was, I think, Protestant, some sort, you know, Presbyterian, whatever.
Okay, you think they've asked you what I needed to know or what I wanted to know.
What is funny is that I've never known like more than two or three people that have died. Yeah. Maybe their longevity is due to something, I don't know. That's odd though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because most of like even like Jude's friends are still alive. You know, really. They were older than she.
Hmm. That's a good sign.
Yes. It is a good sign.
You see, I had a few other questions I wanted to ask, and I can't. I know. I wanted to ask about connections between the gay community and the crime world. If you knew whether that had always been there, whether it's even there, how is it just some people who are connected to crime? Are there no people who are gay? You know, I guess drug pushing, any kinds of underworld kind of thing. So do you think in the sets you've moved in, they've been very clear from that?
Yeah, I think so. I think more now that I'm aware of.
That there's more connections with the underworld and the gay world now.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think drugs are related?
I think drugs are, yes, absolutely.
Which reminds me, was there a lot of drugs way back 30 years ago?
No. In fact, they kid about, you know, smoking pot. But nobody ever smoked it.
Huh.
And they were not prudes. It's just that they didn't. They didn't have access to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying they wouldn't have tried it, you know, or wouldn't have done it.
Did they have other stuff like coke or heroin?
No.
Or
no.
Nothing like that?
No. They were drinkers.
Mm-hmm. What did people like to drink, or did they drink everything?
I think they drank, well, most of them, June's era, drank beer because they couldn't afford anything else. Draft
uh-huh.
beer.
Uh-huh.
Don't forget, salaries were lower. The money wasn't coming in, you know, that fast and that plentiful.
Oh, yeah, I know. Did you know people who went nuts, who were gay, who had to be locked up in mental institutions or were sent to mental institutions by their parents or their brothers and sisters and Well, that would be one level. Then, did you know people who didn't really go nuts but were under a lot of strain and went to psychiatrists? And how were they treated in these things?
Well, I only know two people who went, personally, who went to psychiatrists. And one had gone to an analyst, I would say, approximately 15 years, probably more. I don't think it was because she was gay. She had suicidal tendencies because of a broken home, and her mother was going around with a lot of different men, and really and truly never really paid that much attention to her. And this was almost like, you know, an attention getter, you know? So she would do anything, you know, get her mother's attention. It was sad. And I didn't really know why she was doing it, except then she explained it to me, you know, what the analyst had told her. That this is why she was doing it, you know, to get her mother's love and attention, whatever. And the only other person I knew was someone who had drank a lot, was alcoholic, and became very irrational. I wouldn't say nuts or crazy or, you know, I the terminology. But I think mostly because she couldn't handle the alcohol. But I think both, I think their psychologists, both knew, the psychoanalysts, both knew that they were gay.
But they didn't...
They didn't treat them any differently. You know, they didn't say they were treated.
So amongst the people you've known in the last 40 years, nobody that you know of had bad experiences with psychiatrists?
No.
At all?
Uh-uh.
That's very interesting.
No.
That, Have you ever talked about this with friends, about whether people should go to psychiatrists or not? Or because nowadays young people see a lot of psychiatrists.
Why?
I'm not sure.
Well, I don't know. I never felt like I couldn't handle my own problems. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think I'm unique. But I just never felt that someone else could solve my problems, you know. I never felt that my problems were that great. That I couldn't, you know, solve them myself or help myself.
I think what happens a lot from my work with younger women that people get blocked in things, and that really they're not able to get unblocked. I know that has never really happened to me so much. I don't know why, but I really see young people who get very blocked, and they're getting nowhere. Mm-hmm. And I think they go to therapists, and sometimes therapists can help them unblock it. Mm-hmm. They can't solve the problem.
You think they feel better just talking about it?
And I think they get a different perspective on it so that they can solve it themselves. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting that all the people didn't have that experience.
Well, I don't think they made the problems, you know, these big problems for themselves. I really don't. I mean, don't forget that day and age when you went to an analyst of any kind, that was kind of a shame. You know, it's like saying you had a sister in a mental institution, you know, you always wanted to hide her, you know.
Right?
But I don't think they depended on psychiatry, you know, for their salvation. I really don't. I think this is why it was good, like, when they discussed things openly with people that they were good friends with. I don't mean acquaintances, you know. And I think, you know, a lot of it, why don't I say June's group, they did this a lot. You know, they talked about their... You know, their ups and downs, and how they, you know, when they first started working, how tough it was, and, you know, this kind of thing. And they didn't really make a big problem of it, you know. They just accepted that people looked at them, you know, weirdly, but they didn't have any hang-ups about it, you know.
And if they felt
the
bad,
they
would,
they really did.
But if they felt badly, they would talk about it
among friends. They did, because I remember listening to these discussions, you know.
Like they would talk about what it was like working.
Yeah, right. When their first job, you know, like what they looked like, and you know how they went in, and they felt funny, and you know this kind of thing. And a lot of them, like when they didn't stick with their original jobs, they switched. They went to school, better themselves, and became other things, you know, where they wouldn't have to be like in a factory or a plant or something where people are a little cruder. Well, their mentality's lower. Let's face it, you know. But I think, like say, in a, you know the difference of people who work in a profession, say in a hospital or a production line. Like, they talk about the guys, especially, you know, they're crude and tell dirty jokes, you know, or say, or make dirty remarks, you know, just for shock value, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I think they had a rough time. I really do.
That's interesting, because Bobby says almost the exact opposite, that she likes working in a factory because they let her be.
Well, she doesn't like to get dressed up either.
Right, she doesn't like to get dressed up.
Neither does John.
And that the people respect what she is and they just leave it.
Well, now.
Right, but then in the 40s it wouldn't have been.
Oh, good God, no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the first place, they wouldn't have hired people at Bethlehem Steel.
Who were women?
In the 40s.
Right,
women. No way.
That's true.
No way.
That's correct.
That's just the last few years that they've gotten in. You know that.
Uh-huh. So there's the women's movement again.
That's right.
And again.
That helped them in there.
Huh.
In that respect, you know.
So, but otherwise, you don't know of any people from your childhood who were ever put by their parents away because they were gay or anything?
No.
And you haven't heard any stories about
that? No, I never have. Never.
That's interesting.
I think most families are very protective. You know, I think it's an unusual mother that would ever, you know, do this to a gay person.
Hmm.
I'm sure they sent them to a doctor to see what's wrong with them, you know. I don't know.
But you didn't have...
But I never heard this, you know.
Uh-huh, and you never heard of young people who were sent to doctors.
No.
And none of the people you went with had that experience either. Well, another kind of question was the way people dealt with their religion. Like, you were raised Catholic,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And did you find that that was a conflict, or how did you come to terms with that?
Well, I was raised as a Catholic when I was a child, and in my, you know, my preteen
mm-hmm.
years. But as I became older, I drifted away from my religion, and it wasn't because, I don't know if it was because I was gay. Maybe it was. I mean, maybe this is what changed me.
Mm-hmm.
But I just you know, drifted away from it. I mean, every once in a while I'd go to church, like, you know, like Christmas Eve I'm going with my sister and brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't call myself a good Catholic.
And you wouldn't be
a practicing Catholic, you know.
Uh-huh. You wouldn't be interested in something like the Dignity Group, which is a gay Catholic organization. Do you know anybody who's a religious gay who wants a gay religion?
No.
That's interesting. None of your friends there.
Well, I really don't know that many Catholics, really.
And what about Protestants and stuff like that?
But they're not they don't have hang-ups about their religion.
Hmm.
They really don't.
I think there are gay Protestant groups, although I don't think there are any in this city. But I think nationally they are. It's funny.
And yet I've known a lot of girls. Not a lot. I won't say a lot. That's a stupid word. I've known several, maybe five girls who were in the convent who were gay.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How did you meet them?
I knew them.
From before they came out or from before?
So they always, you know, they're always around your group. I never knew they were nuns. That's interesting.
Isn't that interesting? Would they be your age or a little younger?
I think around John's age. One.
So they would come when they were out of the convent, hang out around the group, and then go back?
Most of them left it.
They messed the left the convent.
Unless there's still priests that are still priests.
Hmm.
That I know personally, who are gay.
And they have relationships and everything? Sexual relationships? What do you think of that?
Well, that was very disillusioning at first. But then I thought, well, how could it be disillusioning? It's nothing that you could put your finger on and say, well, now you shouldn't be doing this, you know, when you're doing it yourself.
Right, right.
But still, and they're still priests.
Do you know any nuns who are still nuns?
No.
They all got out.
They all got out.
Okay, let's see. I think I got... one thing I wanted to ask you about was friends. Because you know how we've talked mainly about friends who were your lovers. mm-hmm. and then they became friends. Mm-hmm. But what I want to know is whether in your life there were friends who were never your lovers, who were as important, and how you met them. We could give them false names. Like, you don't even have to, it's not important to me what their name is.
Yeah.
You could just make up a name. But how you met them, how long you've known them, how your friendship differs from the friendships you have with your lovers, things like that would be...
Well, I have many friends that that are gay, you know,
uh-huh.
girls. And I have a few close friends that are not gay, you know,
uh-huh.
anymore. One was gay.
Hmm. Like, in your many friends who are gay, are there two or three who are special, or are there like 10 who were about the same?
No, there's two or three who are special.
There are two or three. And how long have you known them?
Well, my one friend was married also for a short period of time, like myself.
Uh-huh.
And, but we had been friends way before that.
From high school?
When she was, when Ralph Martin's was open.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's a long time ago. So I've been friends with her since 1945.
Ooh.
And we're still friends. We still see each other two or three times a week. At least two. She stays over, you know.
Uh-huh.
I go to her house. And she's going with another girl, you know.
Was she part of June's set or entirely different?
Yeah.
She was part of
June's.
She's part of June's. Huh. And is she more femme?
Oh, yeah, she's femme.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then she was in that set, and then she got married, and now she's back in the gay
mm-hmm.
life again. And what kind of support do you get from her? Is it the same kind of support you get from somebody like Dawn or Rosemary, or is it different?
Well, I don't think it's any different. No, it's not different.
It's not?
No.
And what difference do you think it makes with your friends if you've been lovers with them?
Oh,
or
I don't
if you
think.
Have?
I don't think. I think you're better friends. I really do.
You think you're better friends if you've been lovers?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Because you know them so well, you know.
Uh-huh.
And you know everything about them, and you know what you like about them. I think you're better friends with lovers, yes. I think it's marvelous that you can be friends with your lovers.
Really?
I do.
Well, the two or three that are your good friends, are they all feminine?
Mm-hmm.
They are, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting, because that might be the difference, that
mm-hmm.
you develop close feminine friends,
mm-hmm.
and then who you don't go to sleep with, and then you're
sure.
close.
Right.
Your butch friends are really have been lovers.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had close butch friends like that who weren't lovers? No.
No.
That might be the difference.
No.
Your other close friends who you weren't lovers with, did they come from June's time too,
mm-hmm.
or did you meet them later?
No. Usually June's time.
Isn't that interesting?
When Rosemary's time, I didn't really work. There were still the same people around me, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I never really lost touch with the ones that I was close to, no matter who I've gone with.
Uh-huh.
Like, even through Dawn now, my friend is still now friendly with her, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's, as I said, you just don't, you know, you just don't lose track of them if you're really that close, you know, no matter who you go with.
And you haven't made any recent really close friends in the last 10 years, or?
No, not close. I wouldn't say close. I consider them acquaintances.
Uh-huh. That's interesting. So in fact, maybe it's your really good two or three friends, the people who you know for a long time,
uh-huh.
and the others are recent. Now what about gay male friends? Like, we met somebody in Town Hats, Sunday night, and when we left, Bobby told me he was a good friend of yours, or had been a good friend of yours, George Dalton.
Oh, Georgie Dalton, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Does he stem way back from?
Oh, yeah, he goes way back. He goes way before me.
Way before you, and did you meet him?
He was out when I first came out, he'd been out.
How'd you meet him?
At the bar.
Was he a friend of June's, or did you?
She knew him.
She
mm-hmm.
knew him. And is that how you met him?
Probably.
Probably.
I think so, yeah.
So,
we were friends with a lot of boys.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Were June and you friends with more boys than, let's say, Rosemary and you? Or
no, probably the same.
The same.
Rosemary likes gay boys, too.
She does,
yeah.
Huh? And what about Dawn?
Not so much. Dawn is a little more... Dawn is not... She likes them. She likes them, but she's not as close, you know, or friendly with them. Mm-hmm. She likes maybe one or two, you know, but she's not really that close with them. Mm-hmm. Well, we used to have parties all the time, you know, like June and Rosemary. We always had boys at our party. Always.
And so most of your gay friends, male friends, would be go back at least 15 years. Mm-hmm. Huh? Have you met any new friends, mm-hmm. gay male friends, in let's say, the last 10 years, mm-hmm. who you still see?
Yes.
But they're not as close.
But I'm not as close to them. No.
Right. Well, are there any gay boys who you see regularly now? Mm-hmm. They are like you'd go for dinner mm-hmm. and quite a few?
I'd say about six.
Six. Mm-hmm. Are they as close as your woman friends, or is there a difference?
Oh, there's a difference. There is a difference.
Well, do you kind of go out with them for a good time?
Yeah, or? I enjoy them, you know. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But I don't think there's that closeness, you know, that you have with them. Uh-huh. There isn't. There's a lot of things you can discuss with them, you know.
Right. Can you think of anything else that would be good for me to know about friends and the difference between gay male and gay women friends?
Well, you're very, you know, I think the kids today are not as close to gay
they're
boys.
Not.
You know that.
They're not. Mm-hmm. They don't
they're
like
not.
Working with them either.
Mm-hmm. Which is funny to me because, I don't know, I think they're a good counterbalance, you know. I mean, I like to go to parties where gay boys are at. You know, they're fun and they're enjoyable. I like to go to bars where they are, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't seek them out, but I'm glad when they're there, you know. And I think they're an important part of a gay woman's life, because I think that they have a lot to offer also, you know.
What are the particular things you see them as offering us?
Well, I think that they can be good friends if they like you, you know. Mm-hmm. They're not as catty and dishy as, you know, some of the women. I think there are a lot less hang-ups than women.
Like what kind of hang-ups?
I think they're freer in their affairs.
Right, they are.
They're not as consuming, you know.
Right, you we
talked
about
they go out a lot, you know.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And so you think that's good for women to have contact with
them? Well, I think
it's
good for them to have contact. I don't think it's always good for women to see women or men to see men, you know.
Uh-huh. And most of the guys you would be friends with, they would think the same. They like uh-huh. women uh-huh. friends.
When Rosemary and I were going together, we had a cottage for about 5 years in Shirkston. Mm-hmm. And June and her friend had a cottage in the same area. We all got cottages, to, you know, kind mm-hmm. of together. And this went on for about 5 years. We commuted, we went to work from there, but, you know. And there were two, four, six, about eight guys, you know, that had a couple of cottages also. You know, like four, one in one, and two in another, and two in another. And we had one of the best times for those summers, because uh-huh. we went like around May, like Memorial Day, until Labor Day, and we really had a lot of, you know, close contact with them. We had dinners together, we had cocktails together, fun. Uh-huh. We did a lot of crazy things. We took trips to Toronto, you know, just like for the day. We really had a good time with them, and I don't think we would have had that good a time if there had been all women there all the time.
That's interesting.
I really enjoyed them. I really did. And everybody else did.
But do you think women just get too in-looking?
Well, I think they, most of the kids, they, as I said, are not that friendly with gay boys, you know. And I think they limit themselves just to women. And it's almost like an incestuous little circle. They've all been to bed with one another, and they've all still hang around together. Mm-hmm. And I think that they limit their knowledge, even. You know, they don't even get other opinions on anything except women's opinions. And I think, as I said, I don't think that's bad, but I also don't think it's good.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I know what you mean, because
they have a lot to offer, too. They have a lot they can talk about, things that women are interested in. Plays, say theater, paintings, art galleries, this kind of thing. They always have a broad knowledge of this kind of thing because they're interested in the arts and, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think this is good.
Do they listen to women's opinions mm-hmm. when women talk? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I haven't, since I've been going with Bobby, she hasn't kept up so much her gay
friends. And she
had
a lot of
them.
She did.
Right.
But But I, as I said, sometimes, oh, he's fine. You know, like a lot of them have moved away. You know.
By the way, how did you get to know Bobby? I used to assume you met her through Dawn. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. You didn't know her before then?
No.
Huh.
No, I did not know her before then.
Right, that's what I had always assumed.
How long I know? About 15 years ago.
Right.
That'd be about 15 years.
Right, because you started with...
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, anything else you want to say about gay male friends? That would be good for people to know about, particularly people who don't have too much contact.
Yeah. I don't think these kids are interested in that kind of thing. And knowing, you know, knowing gay boys. Because they always look at them like they're, you know, invading their privacy or whatever. They're very, very funny with gay boys. I noticed this. Like today there's girls' bars, mm-hmm. boys' bars, you know, and it's like you come in and they give you, everybody looks at you like, you know. Mm-hmm. Which I don't think is good. I don't.
Well, one of the things is that women feel that when there's a predominantly gay man's bar, there isn't any space for them. That didn't happen way back in the...
No, honestly, it never did. It wasn't, it was never like, we were never segregated like they are now. Mm-hmm. There was never any question about a gay guy's bar. There was no such thing. Really.
That's really interesting.
We always went to the same bars. This is how we got to know so many gay boys. Yeah. If I started out and I'd only been in bars where there were girls, I'd probably feel the same way. I don't know.
Uh-huh, because you wouldn't have met them and you
That's
wouldn't
right.
have known them.
And I probably would have been prejudiced, and, you know.
Right. Have you found that gay men have been loyal friends? And
yeah,
and
I really do. Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you were in trouble and needed some, let's say a loan or something, would you go to your friends or your family for a loan or both?
Family.
You'd go to your family for your loan and none of your friends.
Well, it isn't that I couldn't.
You'd feel funny.
I'd rather go to my family.
That's
as long as I have a family.
Why
I know that I could. Like, I know that I could go to, you know, by two or three girls that are, you know, the feminine girls mm-hmm. that I never was, you know, lovers with. Plus, I know I could go to the three that I've talked about
mm-hmm.
that were lovers. Mm-hmm. I know I could. But I would feel better going to my family.
Why is that?
Well, I don't know. I think I would feel more comfortable asking my family.
Do you think that's true throughout the gay community, or do you think you're different?
You know, a lot of them don't have family. A lot of kids are like, you know, almost everybody that I have known has been an only child.
Oh,
that's odd. It really is. But it's true. I could count on my hand, on my two hands, you know, how many people that I've known who have brothers and sisters and have fingers left over. Very few of them had brothers and sisters. Most of them were an only child. Or if they had brothers and sisters, like they either died or at birth or died when they were little or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But almost every single person I have known has been an only child,
hmm.
including the feminine girls.
That's interesting.
That I never went with. It's funny. Why? I don't know.
It is funny because, like, Bobby is one of 10.
One of many.
And she's like you. Mm-hmm. She would go to her family first.
Right. Oh, yes.
She would go to
oh, yes,
family
I would
first.
Too. Well, she's very fond of her sister.
Right.
I mean, Margaret is a fantastic person, I'm sure. She would go to her family. So would I. Mm-hmm. Well, that's because I come from a large family.
Right. And... But you would feel that you could go for loans.
Oh, sure.
What about the people without family? Do they loan money from one another if they're
yes.
in trouble? They
sure.
do. Mm-hmm.
Sure they do.
Okay, let me see what else I wanted to ask about. Can you think of anything else about friends? Close girlfriends? Anything that would be good to say? If you think friendships
yeah, I think
have changed?
Covered a lot of things. No, I don't know. As I said, I don't know how kids today feel about their friends. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
I know they go with their friends' friends. So that's one thing I have seen, which is a lot more predominant now than it ever was.
So you think in the past people were very careful not to go with
I think
their
they,
friends?
Well,
friends.
It isn't even that. I think they were more considerate of their friends.
That's interesting because I'm shocked about people going with them. I would just, even if I found myself being interested, I would never allow
that's
it
right.
to happen.
Neither would I.
You know, I would just say friendship's too important.
I would say it wouldn't mean that much to me. You know,
right?
And
you know,
it wouldn't.
Because there are a lot of other women around.
Because long after that romance is over, you still have, you know, you've lost a friend. And that would really kill me, I think. That would hurt me.
Right. And so you think it's more prevalent now, and the older women were more conscious of this. Mm-hmm. Okay, I wanted to ask you what you thought about gay mothers. What's that?
I don't really appreciate that at all. I don't. And I shouldn't be so adamant about it, I know. But I am, and I don't. I really don't like it.
Why is that?
Because I feel sorry for the kids. I really do. I just think they haven't a chance. You know, they're around two women all the time, and I don't think it's fair to the child. I think they should be around their father, regardless of, you know, what. But I never really minded anyone that wasn't, you know, a gay mother, because I thought, well, that's their business, but I never really accepted it. I never liked it. Mm-hmm. This is my own personal opinion. Mm-hmm. I really don't.
Mm. So, and you think the dislike comes from feeling that a kid wouldn't have access to a father then, or what do you think it is?
I just think it's bad. I think it's bad to be brought up in a house with two women. Because I saw it happen.
And it wasn't good?
No.
You've never
Maybe
seen
I saw a bad experience and a bad example of it, you know. But the kid really turned up, really goofed up, really. It was a boy, little boy. And he saw his mother in bed with her friend. He just happened to walk in, which they should have had the door locked, I think. Mm-hmm. And I think it really screwed him up badly. Now this is, as I said, it's a personal experience.
What happened to him?
Well, he finally was doing all kinds of crazy things, like he was stealing his mother's underwear, putting it under his mattress, and this kind of thing. Finally, she talked to someone, a friend who was a doctor, and he thought that the child should have psychiatric care. The kid left home at 15. Just left. I think it was a bad experience for me. I think that's probably what I remember.
How long ago was this, Jim?
Only about 10 years ago.
Is that the only gay mother you know of?
Yeah. It was the only one I really knew well.
Uh-huh. Well, was this woman a responsible woman, or did she leave the kid home?
No, I thought she was very responsible.
But it still didn't work. Well, I can't. The only cases I know are those cases that we've read about, you know, where it seemed that the children were doing all right in the court. It was prejudice that judged it as wrong. But your experience.
But I still think they need. They do need both. I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You don't think somebody else, like a mother's brother or seeing the father regularly could.
Seeing the father regularly probably could help. This kid didn't see the father regularly. Mm-hmm. He had remarried. Had his own, you know, had another family going.
So what do you think should happen when a woman comes out and she has kids? Do you think she should give up a custody of her children?
Oh, no. Mm-mm. I don't think that at all. But I think that if I had children, uh-huh. I don't think this is my own opinion. I said it's like it was worth. I don't think that I would have been gay if I had children.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. No. I don't mean that I wouldn't have been gay. I would have tried not to be gay. I don't think I would have lived with a woman with my children. I don't think I would. I don't know. This is what I think. Never having had children, I can't honestly say, you know.
Did you miss not having children?
No. Not at all.
So from your point of view, you would say that if a woman's gay, and she doesn't have children, she shouldn't be thinking about having them. And if she is,
yeah, she should, why should
if
you?
She has kids, and
don't forget, she has a complete different lifestyle. And you, like they probably have their gay friends to the house. I think that Kitsy is too much. I don't think that you should be spared and kept, like, in the dark about everything, but I don't think it should be thrown in his face or thrown in the kid's face either. I think he should make up his mind, or she should make up her mind, what she wants, you know. I'm not saying it's all bad. I personally don't approve of it. I don't.
Well, what about, you could use the other argument that, it's only by coming in contact with gay life that a child really has a choice. What do you think?
Yeah, but
of that?
They should have it at an older age,
rather
not
than
as a child,
young.
Because they can't. I mean, how can they differentiate what they want or what kind of friends they want?
So you would think if they were young and they were in the saw mainly gay
vulnerable.
Life around them, that they would think about.
They're too vulnerable, I think.
So you think that?
But I don't think that they should live with a father either. Was dragging women home. I don't think that's good either. So it's not just gay, you know?
So are you saying that it's bad for kids to see a lot of different sexual styles?
Well, I think that's good.